Pretty, you went to Turkey for the Eid break. It looked absolutely spectacular.
Turkish people, Turkish food, just absolutely amazing. Had an amazing, amazing time. Everything was awesome.
Only time I've been to Turkey was with you.
Yeah, that's the only time we've been to Istanbul.
Did you bring any memories come back as soon as you're walking up Taksim Square and all that?
Yeah, walking down Istiklal Street, remembering how... I mean, obviously, we went in November, so it was a lot colder then.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was a different vibe, but seeing like the little carts that sell the chestnuts, because we had that.
Did you get those sweaty burgers?
I told Jeff to have one, but I think we were always so full by the time we got to Taksim Square, he didn't have one.
These are Turkish people, you'd understand this, but I remember there were like, it was like a popcorn vending machine, but they had all these like little cheeseburgers stacked
with
up.
With like sloppy, if you know what a sloppy Joe is, it was kind of like that. But yeah.
Tasty.
Amazing. Had an amazing time, except for this one moment. It wasn't bad. It was more like awkward, and I didn't know what to do by the end of it. So when we got there, we scheduled our days in such a way that it wasn't like go, go, go. I kind of wanted to have like downtime and then do touristy things and then downtown.
Of course. Well
done. So I said, let me go for a massage on day one. I want to start this kind of vacation. We usually end up doing like a spa or something at the end. But I was like, I want to start my vacation with the massage, relax completely. And then let's take on the week, right? Great idea.
Yeah, sure.
So I booked one of those relaxing ones where they're supposed to be like soothing with like the music and ambiance and all that stuff. You can already feel where this is headed.
I'm going to get the
spa music.
Maybe I'll get some spa music for you here, Pretty. Okay, you continue.
So you know how you fill out those forms before a massage to tell like what areas you want to focus on, how to light. My lady did not even read the clipboard.
Okay.
Like, she has not read anything. We have not communicated. I'm on the massage table and she's just walked in. Now, I just chalked it up to a language barrier, which is fine.
Sure.
And she's just doing her job. She's an expert. She's going to do her thing. So this is the moment where I'm like, this is it, Preeti. You're going to be zen now. Now stop this music. Do you have any horror music?
Oh, jeez.
So when the massage started, the first track that played in the background was out of something that was like a horror movie. Exactly. There was like this bell ringing in the background, and not exactly like that. There was like these bells ringing, a train is coming one way. It literally sounded like out of a horror movie.
A train?
It was the freakiest thing ever. I'm like, you know what? It's just track one of a 60-minute massage. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Then the lady starts doing the massage.
Oh, wow.
I felt like I was in the middle of a 12-scale earthquake.
What do you mean?
The whole table is rocking. This is not relaxing whatsoever. She is literally shaking my body so hard that I can't even keep my eyes closed.
Oh my
like
gosh.
it's terrible. Then she starts getting like the water and the soothing oils and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this is how she's doing it. No joke.
Slapping it on.
Whoa,
let me turn the water on. This is no joke. I'm not even exaggerating. Full on blast. I'm like, okay, Preeti, this is just the beginning. It's going to get better. I know it's going
to
get bigger.
You didn't go to a Turkish hammam.
No, I didn't do the hammam because I thought I'd do that later. Like at the end.
You really get swapped around like a piece of fish there.
Yeah, this was
I've never done it.
Just mind you, this is a relaxing massage.
Yeah.
So all this noise is going on. I'm just like, Preeti, it's probably been about 30 minutes now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just have to finish this massage. I can't get up now. Finally, in the end, she gets up and she wanted to do something to my face. And I was like, okay, cool. Do whatever you want. I am not kidding you. She was so vigorous. She punched me in the chin. She punches me. And I go, finally,
She punches you.
She punched me in the chin. And I swear, it was like, it was hurting for the next 5 days.
Where was Jeff?
He was getting a relaxing massage in the other room.
Jeff's having an amazing time.
And then in the other, I wake up finally. This is at minute 55. And I go, lady, I need you to relax.
Yeah.
I need you to calm down.
Did you say this to her?
Yes. I said, I think you need to relax. Everything's going to be okay. In the end, I'm the one who was trying to relax her.
Preeti, like, lie down.
And I was like, are you okay? Is everything okay? Do you need a minute? That's what I said to her. I was like, do you need a minute?
Was that her style, or is that what she was going for, that style? The rough, you know, she likes
it. It was a relaxation massage, Chris.
Yeah.
I wanted it light. At the end of it, at the end of it all, and I'm like, oh, is this over yet? She comes in and whispers, that's the end of your massage. You can relax now. And walks out of the room.
You're like, what? Well, where was it at?
Don't do the line. Don't. Just let's move on. We both know what the end could be, but we won't say it. Let's just continue on.
Yep. All right. Well, at least it wasn't. I mean, what was it?
On air. On air.